Show.
Oh, you actually see your
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER about sport. Sometimes. Well, it has been another wild week in sport, so sit back and allow me, Joel Kasem, the opportunity to massage my sporting knowledge into your brains. But as the new saying goes, six hands are better than two. So let me introduce a couple of people I know to help. That's good.
I'm waving my arms. I'm an octopus.
Like an octopus. Very good. First up is a woman who this week had her golden toilet stolen. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! I don't understand the reference.
Someone in Britain, was it like a...
It was a museum?
Museum, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like an 18-carat gold toilet. That works.
Whoa.
But it was like on display, I assume. And someone's pinched it. A full toilet.
Why would you want a gold toilet?
A full toilet?
A full toilet. A full one. Not a half one.
Was it a full one.
No, it's
a
full to the brim.
Oh.
you might have flushed it first.
I hope so. Yeah. Also joining us is a man who this week said he's just like the Incredible Hulk. It's Mick Rad.
Did I?
I don't get the reference.
Green.
I struggled this week.
I haven't checked my Powerball yet. Mine might be $50 million richer, by the way.
Was that last night?
$150 million. Yeah,
it was last night.
Went off three winners of $150 million.
Guys, I told you, I don't like encouraging gambling. Gambling.
Well, until we get sponsored by Sportsbet, then we can talk about
Powerball. I would stop working.
Oh! We're not going to
get sponsored. Have you seen some of their ads? They're actually atrocious.
Sportsbet?
Yeah. They're so bad. What sexist.
Mean? Oh, right. They get a bit out there.
Yeah.
Attracting the bogan sports
the dudes.
Fan.
Yeah. The simpler.
You.
Me,
T-A-U.
I don't sports bet.
Mm.
I don't.
No, he's TAB all the way. He's never going to go back on TAB.
Easy bet.
God, there's a lot, isn't there?
That's too many.
There's so many. And all the ads are always male-centric. Like, it's like they think that girls don't use any type of... I mean, they probably don't as much, but...
That's very true. Yeah. No, it is true. Mm. You're right.
I don't gamble. I buy like a lottery ticket once a year, and it's like a really big one. Yeah. I just want to be in it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I went to school with a guy. I was quite good friends with him. His grandpa won the lottery 3 times.
What?
In his life.
Really?
And like substantial amounts of money. Like first one was 100,000.
Wow.
Like the second one was like 50. And then the other, like the next one was like 80, something like ridiculous. Yeah. Absurd. Wow. I don't like the odds are.
Maybe he bought like heaps of tickets. Like
I don't think
week.
So.
No, just fluked it. I thought I'd just get one Powerball game. Just like one. Not 18 or 24 because you usually buy a whole lot. I thought, I'm just going to get one. Just see how it goes.
And do you want? I think it's like one in 1 trillion.
No, it's one in 125 million.
Wow.
Good luck,
you've got, you've got 5,000 times more chance of dying today than you do of winning Powerball.
Well, I've got...
This is such a bleak conversation. Like death and gambling.
Yeah. My great uncle used to bet on every single trifecta in the Melbourne Cup, like everything you could have.
Every option.
Every option.
Cover the field.
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
That is a lot.
Think how much would it cost to
like
lay out?
30 horses or something, and then divide times that by 3 times by 5.
No, thanks.
3 to the power of 30 or something like that?
Something like that. Something... So, maths is not our...
No, it's not.
Our strong suit. I don't really know what is, to be honest.
Certainly isn't sport. We've tried gossip.
Or conversing, because this is just awful.
Don't look at me. okay, so, yeah. Hello.
What was that reference anyway when
actually,
you introduced me?
We do have...
Oh, yeah. So for you, it was a golden toilet was stolen somewhere in England. Sticking with England, old mate with the hair who doesn't get a haircut properly.
Johnson? Boris Johnson?
Boris, is that his name?
Yeah.
The current Prime Minister?
Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Is it Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right when you say it. Boris Johnson.
Just like Trump
Boris
doesn't
Johnson.
Sound right, but it's right.
He's there. He said, like, I'm like the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
And that's it. Like, nothing happened this week that excellent. I could do. I could have done, like, a strike, climate
protest. You could have talked about climate change today.
Yeah. Huge.
I think I'm going to save that for next week.
Okay. It's a bit late then. We'll all be dead.
Very far good. Out.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
I take the drum roll back. Okay.
He's struggling.
Okay, let's check. We'll get into content. Okay.
Content.
I'd love a new one of that, I think.
Yeah.
Does someone want to say content without me talking?
Content.
Cool. Thank you. That'll do it.
Content.
He's trying to take it again.
Wait, we'll be quiet and Mickey, you say whatever you want and this will be the new content.
Content.
That's good. Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight like him for it.
We can alternate.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Why not?
And better than that.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's get testy in the studio.
Absolute fire. Guys, people, listeners, we are doing a live show. We are doing a live podcast.
I don't
podcast.
Know if we should tell them.
You're just nervous, aren't you, Gab?
Yeah.
It's going
to
be exciting.
I'm nervous to be in public with you guys.
Fair enough.
People can actually see us like do this live. It's going to be scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are going to be at the Lord Gladstone Hotel in Chippendale on Saturday the 28th of September.
Oh, God.
Don't wreck that
job. AFL Grand Final Day.
It is the Grand Final. So we are going to be part of the Grand Final build-up as well as halftime entertainment in our... yeah, whatever we're doing.
In loose brackets.
Yes, entertainment is a very...
It's going to be the best show you've ever seen live.
Yeah, get on down. Get on down early before the game. Come down and see us. Say good day.
We'll have prizes.
We'll quiz prizes. We'll
I can sign autographs as well. We'll have printed
We'll definitely take photos with people if they want. Printed photos.
Printed 6x4s.
I'll have my EP out, obviously. Oh, of course. It's actually just my EP launch.
I'll have my demos, my band demos.
No, Mick, again, it's my thing. You can't just come in there with your band demos when I've just said I'm doing my EP. So it's my EP launch.
Okay.
No, it's going to be really good. We're going to have prizes.
Yeah.
Great prizes.
Games.
Games.
Yes. Interviews.
Interviews with
beer.
Special guests, guys.
Special
very
guests.
Special guests that you're going to be very interested to see in the flesh.
Yeah, like us.
Exactly. So it's going to be something you've never experienced before. And it's in a pub, so nothing can really go wrong.
Exactly.
Like, if you're not having a good time, there's other things to do, like... the pokies.
Or just like look slightly above us at the TV and watch
true.
Whatever is on there. So we are doing like a build up to the AFL. It is going to be the grand final. Obviously, we haven't mentioned that yet. Don't know who the teams are yet. We'll get to that later. Just come down. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Come and meet us. Come and have your photo with us. We're doing autographs, as Gabby said.
I can't do an autograph. It's terrible.
Why?
Yeah, mine's not very good. We should practice.
Please practice, because a lot of people are going to want autographs.
I'm sure they'll be lining up with their across the park paraphernalia.
True. There are some hats out there that have
really?
Been out selling from our Ooh. Website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you might even be able to win one, which is very exciting.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. There's going to be some hot prizes. And some hot babes. So.
Oh, they're going to be babes too.
Babes. Cool. And dudes?
Babes. Dudes can be babes.
Yeah.
Oh, babes of both descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lots of babes.
That's a big seller. We really need to stick with
Come
that one.
The babes.
Babes, beer, and across the park live.
Mick's going to be wearing short shorts.
Oh, AFL like
style.
Warwick Kappa. Budgie smugglers.
It's not a bad idea.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I've got a Swans jersey.
I'll
training
wear a sailors,
jersey.
Sailors one.
Yeah.
I don't have a Swans jersey.
No, it's like it's from Bali.
Right, like a rip-off Swans jersey.
That's so bad.
I think it says Sydney Swans, but that's okay. Yeah, so come down.
Yay.
Lord Gladstone Hotel in Chippendale, Saturday the 28th of September. We'll be there.
Completely free.
Completely free. We should figure out a time because we haven't yet. Next week, listen to the show next week and we'll give you a time as to when to be there.
Well, I think the kickoff's about 2:30, so it'll be before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come down a couple of hours early and you'll
get
see
a feed.
Yeah,
get a jug of
drinks.
Yep. Warm up.
Lovely little pub.
Get a little bit south so when we come on, you think we're funny.
Oh, God.
We should just do an absolute deadpan serious show.
Yeah, it's a Q&A.
Just all stats.
An analysis.
Q&A.
It's a Q&A about...
We're going to have Gladys on. We're going to see if we get the PM, whoever it is that week. It's just going to be a very serious show. All right. I think we've talked about that enough, have we?
I think so. We're going to kill it
We really
quickly.
Stumbled over that.
Just like we will life.
Yes? No.
No? No? What do you want to say?
Oh, I just... No, that's it, actually. I'm
you
done.
Sure?
Yep, all good.
No, you look like you got something
no,
to say.
No.
You
no.
sure?
No, all good.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, good.
I thought we okay, could edit this out.
All right. So, hey, just before we went to air, we all discovered we have weird noises that we can make. Oh, was it?
That's what I was going to do.
Okay, good. So, shall we do them?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, mine's the most boring one.
We know your one. Yours is this. Yeah. Which is great.
To be honest, that sounds amazing.
Can I also just say, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. In high school, I went to an all-boys school. All right, that's enough, mate. We're going to drown. Went to an all-boys school.
Oh, it's the worst thing when you hear a tap.
When you went to an all-boys
like
school, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God. My worst nightmare for sure.
So, I went to an all-boys school. And the only way to meet girls for me, really, was to do musicals because we'd get girls' schools come in and join us. I was like, sweet, let's
do
musicals.
It's just like Glee all over again.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. And anyway, we had one year we had this guy come in. His name was Hemlock. Okay.
Hemlock.
He was the strangest guy. He was our choreographer. He was the strangest man I've ever met. He's probably dead now, I'm sure. Or he's a fan of this show. Either way, he's an odd man. And he used to do that sound all the time.
Really?
He would be like, do that. And he would do it. Yeah.
Mick okay, that's is Hemlock.
It would be weird if you were Hemlock.
What's your noise?
Okay, I'm going to struggle for this because I haven't done it for a long time and it's sort of like a whistle through my hands. Right. I told you I'd struggle.
Is that it?
Anyway, I can't do it. I need a lot of practice.
Do you need a eucalyptus leaf? You do it between the leaf and
it's sort of like that. It's sort of like that, but I don't have one.
Yeah, grass.
Yeah. I could, yeah, or paper or something like that.
It's a hand trumpet.
That's, that's the name of this episode.
A hand horn?
No.
Or hand dirty. Horn, yeah. I like that.
Every time, without a doubt.
Cross the perv.
This is me.
Once a week.
Get that baby out of here.
It's a baby alarm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby alarm.
That sounds amazing. It's like not you. It's like it's coming from like a machine.
Maybe I'll do that next Saturday at the Gladstone.
Whoa,
2 o'clock. Live.
You can't recreate that live, Gabby.
Watch me, guys.
Whoa.
You may think that this could be on a sound panel that Joel's operating, but it's not. It's coming directly from my human mouth.
It is. I just thought of another one. There's that one I can do where I can talk inside my throat and with my mouth closed. So it's sort of like this. Hang on. Can you guys just talk for a second?
There you go. We're waiting. Joel's practicing.
Are you okay?
That's terrible.
Are you okay?
This is terrible. What happened to this show?
Oh, God.
Okay, all right, we're going to move past this now, yeah?
Yeah.
It's getting weird.
Oh, it's getting weird.
It's getting so weird.
It's done. It's fully cooked.
I haven't asked this question for a long time, but I'm just going to ask Gabby.
Okay,
first.
Good.
And we'll see. We'll see how we get.
No,
just say Gabby.
Yeah.
What?
How was your sporting week?
Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad because I had such a bad bung eye that I had to stay home for 2 days because I was blinded in one eye. But previously to that, I bought a bike. I've been riding around.
Mm.
It's been so fun with my dog beside me.
It's not one of those orange ones that you see around the streets, is it? You didn't buy one of those.
No, I did buy one of those.
They're going cheap.
Bike.
$2.
It's really good.
5 minutes.
I bought it on Facebook Marketplace.
Well done.
Really great. So handy. So easy. Anyway, so that's very sporty. And then, you know how I was telling you guys a few episodes ago that my soccer team that we joined didn't have enough girls to play against, so we couldn't play. There's enough girls in the world to play. Thursday nights, girls soccer, 5-a-side, outdoors. In the outdoors, and you can get my stats on the website.
Cool. Ooh, we can track them. Can we do a recap every week on Gab's stats?
I think we should.
It's like how many passes, how many goals, how many saves, like how many times you stood there not doing anything.
They track that as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
minutes?
Think so. Yeah.
Can we get a GPS on you so you can track how you went, like ran around?
Yeah.
The map?
Okay. We could do that.
That's cool.
But yeah.
That is very cool. I really like that idea.
Why aren't we playing Joel?
I don't know, because, it's females.
They got mixed. And
They got men's. I mean, you guys aren't really that sporty.
This is true. Are you still swimming, Joel?
No. It got cold.
Yeah, no, it did. Someone asked me to go swimming on the weekend, on Sunday. It was a really nice day. So come down to the pool. I've still got like 5 passes left in my 10-pass City of Sydney pool pass. I didn't go. But maybe I will soon.
Do you get into that? I thought about it. That kind of like, spring into fitness, like summer's coming, like that kind of.
No, that's not me. No.
Cool.
I'm fit all year round.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You're fully fit as.
I think I am. Yeah. Anyway. Well done, Gab.
Thanks,
and we're
guys.
We're going to track your
first games next week.
Soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it help that you put it out there? And
I reckon. We had people listening to us somehow, and it got pulled together.
Excellent.
I mean, it's only four teams, but
doesn't matter.
No.
Cool.
So that's five-a-side.
Five-a-side, outdoor. Great. Good times.
So at least 20 people listen to this show. That's good. That's really good. All right, it's half the show is gone. Shall we do some sport?
Okay.
Here we go.
Sport. Just the short one.
Okay.
No.
Sport. Sport.
No, 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 no,
no.
It's gone. Wow, I can't believe that got cut.
It goes on.
It's too much. It's actually quite like visceral and it makes me feel quite anxious.
Okay. All right.
Especially because it's my own voice. Does anyone else feel like that?
Not really.
That type of music?
I like the sound of my own voice. Can you hear me?
I mean, that's the only reason that we're here, isn't it? That we all like the sound of our voices.
I thought you said you didn't like it. Or you're used to it now.
No.
That's your voice.
I actually was listening back to the episode the other week and I know I can hear my teeth. Like, I can hear...
What?
I've got a mouthful of teeth and I can just hear them.
I think we all do, Gab.
No, they're just so... big. And sometimes I can feel how big my teeth are, so then I'll start enunciating my words a bit more. I can hear it back.
Okay, I think we've gone past. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
All the world can now. That was weird. So, cricket. We happened to lose the fifth test of the Ashes, but it didn't matter because we brought the urn home. It has been decades since...
I genuinely yawned.
You yawned into the mic.
That was a complete accident.
Oh, God.
I was staring... You know when you've got the stairs and then I was just like... Oh, shit.
As soon as we get to the sports section, she just starts yawning.
She's gone.
Oh, my God. You better not do that live. When we go live, no yawning.
Oh,
yawning.
No.
Have a good sleep on the Friday night, okay?
I'll be the one. You're going to get annoyed because I'm just going to take over. I'm going to have a microphone in my hand and you're like, shut the fuck up, Gabby. Cricket, you were saying.
It's a bit hard when we went 2-2 in the series. We won, obviously, the Ashes, but it was a bit of a sucky ending.
It does suck that it ended in a drawn series, but, I mean, I feel like after the fourth game when we had already won the Ashes, they sort of switched off.
And they shouldn't have won that one where Stokes got all the runs.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Like, that was a good effort, obviously, but they shouldn't have won that.
Exactly. And that's it. They should not have won that game. So, yes, we have the pleasure of lugging the giant urn home from England. It's the first time in almost 20 years.
Oh, yeah, the little one. I know that.
It's tiny.
I think it's cute.
Actually, I don't think it even comes. Like, they leave it in the MCC Museum or whatever.
Oh, really?
We don't actually get the actual
That's
the
risky, getting traveling with it. It's a little...
Yeah. You could easily just squash it. Like, if you put it in your back pocket and just sat on it, it would just disintegrate. Or you could even snort it and it would just, like, be gone.
Sure, they've tried.
So, where do they leave it? In England?
I think MCC, like, in the museum, like, in London.
Because everything's safe in
London. Imagine just, like, how exciting it would be to go to the museum and see that. Like, I would definitely go to London to see that trophy at a cricket museum.
So would
like
I,
that,
yeah.
Like, I'm just getting chills thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you're serious, too.
I almost believed you.
I didn't fall for that one.
That was impressive, Mick. I could see you like getting excited and then you're like, no, hold back. She's not telling the truth.
Trust your instincts. Play of the series went not just to Steve Smith, but also Ben Stokes.
What? They both got it?
Yes.
A draw.
Yes. This is going to go down as Steve Smith's Ashes, no doubt. No one's going to remember Ben Stokes. No one's going to remember anyone else. It is ridiculous that both of them got named.
Yeah.
Player of the series together.
You don't name two people, especially.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
That's and so stupid.
Pat Cummins, who is a bowler for Australia, he's like the number one bowler in the world, test bowler in the world at the moment. He was better than Stokes.
Yeah.
So do you think that they did that because they didn't want to give it to Steve Smith because he's a cheater. And so they were like, fuck, we better just throw someone else in there. So it's like, it's not too much of the press around Steve Smith getting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 100% it.
Steve Smith scored 3 centuries and 3 50s with a total of 774 runs and an average of more than 110. Had it not been for West Indian Jofra Archer and a nasty dose of concussion, Smith would surely have obliterated Sir Donald Bradman's record of most runs in a Test series.
As it is, he's got the top 2 most runs in a series this century.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Wow. So he overtook himself in this series for the most runs in a series.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Worst player of the series was Dave Warner. He finished the series with 95 runs from 10 innings. He had 3 ducks and 5 single-digit scores with an average of less than 10.
It's terrible.
That's so Dumping. Bad.
Dumping. And now we come to the summer of cricket.
Yeah.
That was the winter of cricket done.
The winter of cricket.
The winter of cricket.
Do we know... forgot my question.
How much would could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could
Come on,
chuck
say it. Wood? How much would could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Wow, go. Look at you go.
It's warm-up. Vocal warm-up.
And yeah,
which we don't do.
we should. I'm telling you, because my teeth get in the way.
Our warm-up is a drink before the show.
True.
In county cricket over while we're in England... there was a county championship Division 1 match where a bowler took 17 wickets. It's the best first-class figures in more than 60 years. South African Kyle Abbott took 9 for 40. You're yawning again.
What's wrong with you, Gab?
I'm so tired, and that's so weird. Like, I'm genuinely listening, and then I just know it just happens.
That's okay. It's all right. I'm so used to it, though. Just in my general life. South African Kyle Abbott took 9 for 40 in the first innings, then 8 for 46.
Amazing. So only 3 wickets in a whole match were taken by someone else. Just for context, Gab. I know you're not sure what 17 wickets means.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Now, the best ever is England's Jim Laker, I think it's Laker, who picked up all 10 wickets in an innings against Australia in 1956.
Yeah.
And he finished with 19 for 90.
Whoa.
So another wicket.
Oh,
you'd be furious at them.
Totally.
How annoying. All right. NRL. Eels versus Broncos.
Still basking in the glory of that a game last Sunday. Holy moly.
Did you see any of this, Gab?
No.
It was a semi-final match. Eels played Broncos. They won 58-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the correct.
So
slippery suckers.
Us Eels fans don't have a lot to cheer about over the last, say, 33 years when we have last won our premiership. So to be able to win this game, like we haven't won a finals game in 10 years.
Whoa.
So this was the biggest win for us in 10 years, basically. And the crowd was chockers. It was like, just the atmosphere was awesome.
I thought the Broncos were quite good.
No, they came 8th. They sort of scraped into the finals.
They did.
So the Eels, we're talking 7th.
No, Eels finished
5th. Played 8th. So we got a home final, which we haven't had, you know, again for 10 years. But it was just amazing. I mean, look, the Broncos were absolutely rubbish. Like, I haven't seen a team play that badly in a long time. But you've got to give credit to the Eels because they just made up. They just went through it. They didn't stop. You know, they didn't. So often the Eels were like, just take the foot off the accelerator and just like cruise. But they didn't. They just went bang, bang, try.
You'd be pretty pumped. Amazing. Hometown. Home.
With the crowd.
Stadium.
They love that stadium.
My hands hurt so much from high-fiving all my friends. It was amazing.
Were you there?
Of course. It was like, I go to every Parramatta home game.
You just high-five one friend over and over.
yeah.
To yourself.
So you're clapping. You're basically clapping.
Oh, clapping is just high-fiving yourself, right?
It's the biggest defeat in Broncos history, the biggest loss in a finals in history, the most points conceded by a team in a final.
Biggest margin of the year as well. Second biggest margin of the year was actually when Parramatta played the Storm earlier in the year and lost 56-6 or something like that. Parramatta on the receiving end of both, but I'm so excited.
That's the third yawn in case anyone's playing at home and listening. Massive turnaround. They came last year, the Eels, so this is huge.
Yep. And the other game, Manly beat the Sharks to knock out the Sharks.
Which no one really predicted at all.
Really? I thought everyone predicted that.
Really? No, everyone thought. I mean, Manly were missing half their team.
Oh, no, you're right. Tommy wasn't there. And Gallen's now gone. That's his last game ever.
Doesn't matter. Don't think anyone really minds.
Fair enough. And of course, the big one,
Melbourne and Canberra.
Raiders beat the Storm.
Yeah.
In Melbourne for the second time of the year.
Yeah, whoa. Second time.
Which I can't remember happening recently.
No one goes to Melbourne and wins.
Yeah.
Never.
Let alone twice and in a final.
Yeah, minor premier Storm with the best team stats, not only this year, but for like the past few decades.
Really?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah. Lost to Canberra. So that's pretty massive.
Well, they are chokers, the Storm. I reckon they can get knocked out next week by the old Eels. What do you reckon?
Well, we'll see. Right, this also means, Roosters smashed South. So that means now first and second can't play each other in the grand final.
Which is huge because we didn't want to see a Storm Roosters grand final again. Would just be,
everyone was over
that
it.
Would just be yawn, Gabby. Yeah, that would just be boring. That's right.
Boring.
There we go. So no Roosters.
She's kicking a wheel yawn.
Oh, look, she's really gone now.
She's gone. Have a nap. We're almost finished.
Raiders, one game from grand final. That's pretty exciting for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I would really like to see
I think
the
a lot
Raiders.
Of people would love to see the Raiders make the grand final.
Even though I hate Ricky Stewart with all of my soul.
Ooh, that's big.
Sorry, Ricky. Not really.
In the NRLW, the first time ever a player has been suspended. So, a Saints prop, I don't know how to say that name. She copped a 2-week suspension, which means she doesn't play again unless Saints make the grand final.
It's never happened in the
NRLW. Oh, I don't know.
She didn't need it.
We discussed this off air. Don't ask me that question because I don't know what she did.
What do you mean? That's like the juiciest bit.
No, but I don't know what happened.
You should have just made it up.
She killed someone.
Oh.
On the field.
Very quickly in the AFL, the semi-finals are done. Geelong Cats knocked out last year's winners, the Eagles, 88-68, and GWS ruined the Lions' run by beating them 83-80 tonight. Richmond Tigers play Geelong Cats, and tomorrow, Arvo, the Pies play the Giants. Go Giants. In basketball, Boomers lost to France in the bronze match.
Is that lose to France?
Very good. After they went down to Spain.
Man, we nearly beat Spain. Nearly beat Spain. We did triple overtime, whatever the hell it was. Double. And then Spain went on to win the whole lot. So
whoa!
I figure if we could have beaten Spain, we could have won the whole lot.
Yeah.
We just couldn't.
But as I said, who really cares?
It's exciting.
Not you, every Gabby, time.
You can't just walk in here, Gabby, and just say, who really cares?
No, it's a question. Who does care? You tell me. Who
people
cares?
Who like sport and basketball. Oh, my God. Look at her. She's just playing with me, teasing. Joel, can you...
I'm staying out of this.
Can you get her in trouble?
Nah, whatever. It's all good. I love basketball.
It's okay. She can hate it. In Super Netball, the Swifts beat the Lightning 64-47.
Upset.
By 17 goals. It was a grand final.
Yeah.
Lightning were going for 3 years in a row.
That's right.
And our Swifts came from nowhere.
Whoa.
So that's awesome. Congratulations, Swifts. In the Rugby Union, the World Cup kicks off tonight in Japan.
Oh, Fiji-Australia playing. Semi-Rad-Rad-Ra.
Against
Australia. A team that he used to play. A country that he used to play against.
Marika Korobidi?
Oh.
I think they are playing against
each other. Korobidi on the wing.
So two ex-NRL players going up against each other.
And so Semi-Rad-Rad-Ra played for the Kangaroos, the Rugby League Australian team.
Yeah.
And now he's playing for Fiji in Rugby Union.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's amazing though. I mean, ex-Parramatta player too. No bias. But he's amazing.
Okay. We are completely out of time.
Whoa.
But we'll do a very quick game.
That's quick. Hello.
Oh, everyone seemed to be happy with last week's game, so I'll do it again.
Anyway. I'll try it some
more. Oh,
I had to play some more.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I
you're tired too.
I am tired. It's been a long week. Okay, so like last week, what did I say? Everyone seemed happy with last week's game, so I'll do it again. Okay. Remember last week you were all like,
best
game
you've
ever done.
Okay, so I'm going to say three words and you tell me what sport it is associated with.
Yeah.
Here we go. Cox, blade, and quad.
Badminton.
Wrong.
Cox. Rowing.
Yeah, right.
Oh
my God.
Blade.
Not that tired. Boom.
Jesus.
This one's weird. Gapper, K, and screwball.
Snooker.
Nah.
Gapper.
G-A-P-P-E-R.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Nah. Fishing?
I'm just having a bloody go.
It's okay. You're not being punished for it. You just get the wah-wahs.
Diving?
No, you're never going to get it. Okay. It's baseball.
Oh.
And one more to finish the show.
I should have got that.
Shuttle, alley, baseline.
Bowling.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Oh, I got asked badminton before.
Yeah, because he said cox, not shuttle cock.
He said shuttle. He didn't say shuttle cock.
No, I said cox.
No, before this then, he said shuttle.
Yeah, but shuttle.
Shuttle. Yeah.
So it's called a shuttle, no shuttle cock.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Well, you got to get this right when we go live, Joel.
Oh. No, it doesn't.
People get at you, like throw glasses at you and stuff.
No, no, none of that. I'm pretty sure all pubs now have bloody plastic glasses because men like you throw bloody real glasses.
Not the good Lord Glasson with very good clientele.
Okay, yeah, that's the end of the show, guys. We'll be back next week for our 1 year anniversary.
Bye-bye!
Yay!
I mean, ta-da!
We need to go to counselling.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.